Leather made from salmon could be the next big thing in the world of luxury design. Salmon leather has a lot going for it. It's as strong as cow leather and as exotic as snakeskin. It's light and tear-resistant, and salmon leather makes use of a part of the fish that's generally discarded. This former waste product is now being turned into shoes, clothes, furniture, and even wallpaper. Susan Stone reports that salmon leather made in Germany is making a splash.
In a Berlin studio, the two-woman design team known as Mongrels Uncommon are rushing to get their latest looks ready for the runway. A soft gray dress with short puffed sleeves is displayed on a mannequin. The dress is made up of rectangular panels with a subtle but familiar pattern. And while this material is easy to sew, structure is key, says Christine Plus.
You're a bit more limited space-wise because a salmon is as big as a salmon can get, really. So you have to really sort of think about where you place seams and how are you going to cut it because a cow is much bigger.
The designers are using salmon leather for dresses, shorts, and handbags. It appeals to them aesthetically and ecologically, says Livia Jimenez-Carrio, and to their clients as well, with a little explanation.
Yeah, the first thing they say is, does it smell like fish? But it cannot. It's leather. It cannot smell like fish, just like leather.
Normally, I don't want to use this word garbage. But of course, in the industry, it's garbage. But that's our advantage. That's our raw material.
Holger Hein is the man behind the fish. That is, he's the managing director of Nunei, the firm that produces chrome-free, vegetable-tanned salmon skins in the small Bavarian town of Bischofsmais. Back in 2004, Hein was an investor in the Lachinger Fish Processing Company.
It was the situation that we were the biggest producer of smoked salmon all over the world.
One day, while visiting the company founder, Hein noticed an attractive folder on the desk that looked like snakeskin. The founder told him it was actually made from their salmon. He'd been experimenting with the tanning process since the 1980s. Hein was taken with the idea and started doing research and testing.
I googled in the internet about fish skin, fish leather and something else. And the time was coming that I always read the name Nanai, Nanai, Nanai.
Nanai is a region in eastern Siberia. The indigenous people there have long tanned fish skins for clothing, boats, and tents. Hein contacted some Nanai craftsmen and worked to integrate their traditional techniques with custom-built machinery. Now, they no longer package salmon in this small Bavarian factory. Instead, employees concentrate on making salmon leather from the constant flow of raw material. The salmon is farmed in organic aquaculture in Ireland, then sent to Poland for curing and packaging. The remainder of the fish is frozen and then trucked here. 100,000 a day, more than 80,000 tons a year.
The geruch is heftig, oder?
And at this point in the process, it definitely smells like fish. Machines strip the remaining flesh from the skins, which are then washed and salted. Workers rinse the skins, dye them, and use pressurized air to strip off the shiny scales, which go flying through the air like sequins off a party dress. Then the fish skins are dried, ironed, and softened. At the end of this time-intensive process, what's left is light and flexible, and less than 1 millimeter in thickness. It takes 25 skins and 2 weeks to make 1 square meter of Nanai leather. This former leftover is now a luxury product.
€280 we are starting, up to €380. Depends on the colors, depends on glossy or non-glossy, bleached or non-bleached. So that's the range of the prices in square meter.
Nanai salmon leather sells for nearly 5 times the price of high-quality calf leather and is even more expensive than ostrich. But that's not the end of the story for Holger Hein.
I'm really proud of this, that we can say we are using 100% of the salmon. 100%.
He's now shipping the salmon heads to Japan, selling the fish bones to the supplement industry, and making the waste from the leather processing into pet food. His latest experiment is with a new recipe, turning salmon skin scraps into savory snack chips. For The World, I'm Susan Stone in Berlin.